Once again, for Community Focus, our public affairs program, you know, this is digging season, especially getting ready for Good Friday. And a lot of people will be out there planting their gardens and doing a lot of digging, but you won't only hit something you shouldn't be hitting. And so we're going to talk with Cliff Model, who's a spokesperson for Georgia 811, to talk about digging here in Georgia. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you once again, sir. How you been doing?
Very good. How about yourself?
Been doing great, sir. Been a long time since I've talked to you. We've done in this on a regular basis here each year. Let everybody know about Georgia 811, please.
Yeah, so Georgia 811 is a free service that kind of kicks off the process if you're going to do any type of digging project around your home, you know, whether it's putting in a fence, planting trees, shrubbery, installing a sprinkler system, or even putting in a mailbox. It allows us to be able to have you contact Georgia 811. You can do that via telephone by simply calling 811, or you can go onto our website, georgia811.com, 3 business days prior to doing any type of digging work in your garden.
And this is a requirement by the state of Georgia, right?
Yeah, it's the law. Yeah, that you have to call and make that contact 3 business days before.
All right, so let everybody know what they will find out when they call 811.
So what we do is we're basically the intermediary. So what we do is we contact our member utilities. Oftentimes, you know, we get various different utility bills. You know, many times we get 3 to 4 different utilities at our home. But oftentimes there's a lot more buried utilities beneath the ground. So there could be up to 6 to 8 different type of utilities beneath the ground. So when you make that contact, 3 business days before, we contact, as I mentioned, our member utilities, and they will come out and they will mark the ground where the various different utilities may lie beneath the digging project that you're doing.
And you'll find a lot of different colors out in your yard because each utility has a different color.
It does. Yeah, we have all these different type of markings. So, for example, oftentimes the easiest way to do it, if you're going to plant a tree or do anything like that, we ask that you delineate the area in white. So you could use white paint or you can use flags. And you just mark the area. Let's put like a circle around where you're going to do your tree or a square. And that at least notifies the locator where you're going to be doing your digging project. And they come out and make the marks. And then you get the all safe notice that it's safe for you to dig. After a few days, and then that makes the process much easier for us at Georgia 811 because we'd like to make sure that our communities are safe and all the do-it-yourselfers and contractors are digging in a safe manner all the time.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus is Cliff Model, who is the spokesperson for Georgia 811, and you know better than anybody about the results of someone not doing what they should be doing, right?
Exactly. Many years ago, I was working on a construction site, and I was on private property, and I ended up operating a jackhammer where I struck 3 power lines that were beneath the ground, and I received a massive electrical shock. There were 3 cables with 4,160 volts, so that's one of the reasons why it is so important for me to be able to go out there and spread that awareness, to spread that message, especially during April Safe Digging Month. We found that a lot of people, like you had mentioned, that it's coming up on Good Friday. A lot of people like to go out there and do various different digging projects. And for us at Georgia 811, we just want to make sure that everybody's digging safely out there.
Is this like a nationwide thing now, Cliff, because a lot of people moving into the state of Georgia are not familiar with the law. That's why it's so great to have you on the airwaves today.
Yeah, so one of the great things about 811, it's a national movement where we have anywhere that you are in the United States, you can contact 811 and it will dispatch you to the local call center for the state. So for us, anywhere in Georgia here, you just, you know, make the contact on the website or you can go to the telephone. But if you're in other states like Tennessee or South Carolina, it would dispatch you to their call center. Yeah.
Well, one thing about it is somebody maybe knew the area. They may say, for example, buy a piece of property. They may see it's just undeveloped or whatever, but you never know it's underground.
Oh, you absolutely don't. And that's one of the things that we always like to say, that typically, you know, if you do not make that call, there's a 14% chance that you're going to damage underground infrastructure. So for us, it's all about safety and making sure that we preserve the utilities that are beneath the ground, because you never know what's underneath. Oftentimes, even in developed communities, you know, utilities can migrate a little bit and move here and there because of roots and things of that nature. it seems like the ground is always moving. And for us, it's just critical to make sure that we know what's below. That's our slogan. And make sure that you're safe when you're doing any type of digging. And I always like to say that if you're putting shovel into the dirt, that's considered a digging project. So even putting in plants or sprinklers in your front yard requires you to make that contact to Georgia 811.
And as we talk with Cliff Motto this morning here on 97.5 Glory FM, I found out from experience when I would call 811 to do something here at our business is that there are different degrees of the different utilities of how deep a line might be in the ground.
Yeah, there's no rule of thumb or anything that says how deep the utilities are. That's why it's critical, because you have various different elevations, like telecommunications, can be, or, it could be shallow. You never know what the circumstances are in that area. That's why it's important to know what's below, and it's a free service for Georgia 811. And it's required by the law that you make that contact. And we always like to see what's beneath the ground, because if you're in a developed community or undeveloped community, it could be like spaghetti below ground. You don't know what utilities are there. And it's always important to be safe at all times.
And what's different too, again, I'll use me as an example here at our business, Cliff, is that you may have a mailbox on the right of way. Then you may have something on your own property. And say, okay, I don't need to call somebody on my property. I can do it on the right of way, but then you'll find out you may get in trouble real quick on your own property.
Oh, yeah, you can have a gas line or electrical line or any telecommunications coming right up to your home and around in that area. So that's why it's so critical to know what's around. Yeah, and observe the paintings and the markings on the ground, because they all, as we mentioned, have a very important and specific meaning.
Oh, we know about your story about what happened with you back in the day. So you keep doing this on a regular basis. Does everybody know about why it's so important to you?
Yeah, the critical importance is I think that for me, ever since I was involved in my construction accident, I have a passion for being able to go out there and speak about how important safety is. And for us at Georgia 811, the partnership is me as the spokesperson. It works out very well because it can get the message out, and it's always important to remind everybody. And that's why we do have these national campaigns, and it allows us the opportunity to really remind those do-it-yourselfers, the homeowners and the contractors, to always dig safely at all times.
Mr. Cliff had a story. He did get hit by a huge electrical current. What about about the results of that accident for you?
Well, it was a very difficult process because I was burned over 15% of the body. And, going through an adversity was a very tough process, especially being at a very young age like that. But so ultimately, we were at a big risk. I was going to possibly lose both of my legs because of the severe burns that I had to both of my knees.
Wow.
And my mom was able to go out and found this surgeon at UCLA by the name of Dr. Malcolm Lesavoy. And he was able to kind of change the entire dynamics of the incident that I was in, where he was able to save my legs from amputation by transplanting my calf muscles up to that burned area. But, it wasn't all over at that standpoint. I had to get back into a normal type of livelihood. And my brother really encouraged me to get back involved in sports. I wasn't able to do any type of running. So he got me involved in canoe paddling, which was a perfect match. It was all upper body and no legs, and I got involved in canoeing, and I kind of turned that rehabilitation process into a lifelong commitment and goal. And ultimately, 10 years after my accident in 1996, I competed in the Olympic Games in sprint kayaking out there in Gainesville, Georgia, during the 1996 Olympics. It was an incredible experience.
Yes, it's up straight from our studios here. I know you're in the local area recently. Did you get a chance to go up to and see the set? Were you in the Olympics back in 96?
Oh yeah. We've been there. I actually recently was there about a week and a half ago. I went out to the venue. I took some photographs. It was really cool because I got to go out there during sunset time. And, standing out there at the venue just brings back so many memories. And it's just always so pretty to go out there. It's a great opportunity for people in the community to be able to go out there and try your luck out in kayaking and go do some exercise out there. And it's, I heard that it's one of the few venues in the world. I think there's two of them now that are being used for the community. One of them's out there in Gainesville, and they do such a great job at Lake Lanier Canoe and Kayak Club.
It's amazing.
You know, providing opportunities for young folks and anybody that wants to go out there and kayak.
No, it's
amazing. I really enjoy going out there.
Yeah, it's been, 29 years now since we had the Olympics. It just seems like if you were able to go out there and see the event like I did, I had a chance to see the rowing event and the canoeing event out there, and it's like, okay, it just like it was yesterday, and you see how the venue is still in such great shape there, and it was great to have you a part of that event, and that's one of those things you can, I'm sure, use that as part of your 811 advocacy.
Yeah, we do. We actually had a few years ago, we partnered, Georgia 811, we partnered with the U.S. Canoe and Kayak Program out there. What happened was is that during the 2016 Olympics, the Rio Olympics, we had an event out there called Rio on the Water. We had the governor of Georgia come out there and do a celebration for the Olympics. And that was an opportunity for us to be able to promote the importance of safe digging with Georgia 811 out there. But I think that the big part about it was kind of the last ditch opportunity for the United States to qualify a spot for the Olympic Games.
Yep.
Because you have to qualify those spots. So, you know, the venue was used back then. It was used in 2016. They have national events every year out there, and it's just an incredible opportunity to be able to go out there and have that venue in your local community.
So you're still out there canoeing right now?
No, I'm in Los Angeles.
So
in my hometown.
Not much opportunity to canoe out there, is there?
Oh, yeah, tons of opportunity. We have the Pacific Ocean and a lot of venue. In fact, during the Olympics and leading up to the Olympics, I did a lot of my training out here in Newport Beach, California. Yeah, we have a great venue out here as well.
Well, I appreciate you getting up this morning to talk with us here on 97.5 Glory FM. Sorry that I missed you a couple of weeks ago, and I had an appointment and I couldn't meet with you in person here. But look, maybe next year when you get back out here, we'd love to get with you in person here at our station. As we talk with Cliff Motta, who's the spokesperson for Georgia 811. So everybody know really what you do, because you're out there full-time, aren't you, working for 811?
Yeah, I do. And so it's a big, you know, passion of mine to be able to do that. And it's important, you know, that we've got to continuously spread the message and spread the awareness how important it is to call before you dig. Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of it from that standpoint, because you're always teaching somebody the importance. And it's even great for the young people to know that this is something they just need to do the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we have at Georgia 811 on our website, we have a lot of various different education protocols, and we actually have a mascot that one of our members at the call center takes out and goes to schools and educates the kids as well on how important it is to dig safely. You know, I think one of the things is that you know, when you go through a process and have a great opportunity like being able to make that contact at Georgia 811, is educating the community is critical, especially as you can see driving around Georgia, there is just so much construction going on, and,
yes,
and we as homeowners are eager to do projects around the house, and with the free service, it makes it safe, and it makes it help protect our underground infrastructure.
It's also amazing. You've seen firsthand, I'm sure, just the accidents even DOT can make with all the road projects there, I think, because there, all of a sudden, there's a line that nobody knew about, and next thing you know, you're, there's some kind of accident that takes place.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. It really helps out to be able to have those markings and being able to know what's beneath the ground. Yep.
All right. So as we wrap things up this morning, talking with Cliff Motta, the spokesperson for 811, for Georgia 811, is that no matter, I love what you said a little earlier, if you put your shovel in the ground, that's called digging, right?
Yeah, that's digging and excavating. Yep. So you have to make that contact 3 business days before you do shovel into the ground for any type of these projects or any projects around.
And I guess it's important, too, because before you go out to the home store and buy plants, that kind of thing, you need to go ahead and know ahead of time, sort of an idea where you can put those plants, and go ahead and call 811.
Yeah, it does. It takes a little bit of pre-planning, but, you know, oftentimes we want to, you know, do things real quickly, but, you know, it's the law to make that contact 3 business days. And the most important thing is I constantly reiterate, you know, as you can see, that the importance is the safety. We want to make sure that you are safe, our community is safe when they're doing digging projects, and that you don't hit any underground utilities, you know, especially when it relates to my story, that it's just so important to be able to know what's below.
And you work closely with the utilities, because is that my experience,
they come out pretty quickly.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, they typically, I mean, we have a positive response system at Georgia 811 where when you do make that call, you know, you have to, today's technological, today's with technology being it is what it is, most of our tickets, we have almost over 73% of our tickets are coming in over the internet. So it's a great source of communications. And, you know, at Georgia 811, we're taking in almost 1.4 million tickets a year. So when you do it online or even over the telephone, we have the positive response system where we will notify you when it's safe to be able to make that dig and do that digging project.
I was going to ask you a question about the numbers that you see, and that's just incredible to me, the numbers of tickets that you have out there, and they're just crews. That's all they do, seems like, is go out and mark lines.
Oh, yeah, and especially with all the construction that's going on. You know, we have these large projects that go on, and you have, you know, contractors that are utilizing the system, which is great. And then that's why it's so important for April Safe Digging Month to be able to get the homeowners and do-it-yourselfers out there as well to be able to make that contact.
Now, it is Safe Digging Month, and that's the we designate every April from that standpoint. That's when people are getting out. Getting ready to plant and that kind of thing. But it's also a year-round thing with what you're trying to do to promote the 811.
Yeah, it's 365, 24/7. So we have to make sure that, you know, we're digging safely all the time. But with April, it gives us the opportunity to be able to go out there and really promote the awareness and re-remind people that it's the law to be able to make that call 3 business days before you dig.
So I have my sort of picture in my mind, Cliff, of you out there, of course, doing your rowing and paddling, but I can also maybe see you out there doing some gardening there. And before you do, you got a phone in your hand calling that 1-1.
Yeah, I've used it several times. Yep.
So that's a big, important thing is that you can go online, and everybody know about the process of going online to go ahead and get a ticket.
Yeah, it's very simple. As I mentioned, make the contact. Either you could, you know, traditionally you could call 811 by using the telephone, just dialing that. And we have customer service reps that will take your call, and you can tell them about the project that you're working on and give them some specifics. Or you could go on to our website at Georgia811 and submit a ticket there.
It takes a couple of minutes, but it's just a little survey almost. You're answering questions about what you're doing, where you're doing it, and how you're going to be doing it. And then they'll go out and get all of the different utilities because – people a lot of times don't know is that there are so many different utilities out there that have lines underground.
Oh, yeah. It's as I mentioned before, you know, on average, there's about 6 to 7 member utility companies that we actually notify out there because we always get bills in the mail for maybe, you know, 2 or 3 different utilities. But there's many more that lie beneath the ground. So that's why it's important to make that contact.
Yeah, and a lot of times, too, you may say, well, say, for example, I may have a certain utility with one provider, and next door neighbor may have a different provider, but still, 811 will take care of all those different companies that maybe still share the same type of utility lines.
Oh, it does, and what you don't want to do is be out there digging, because one of the issues is that, as I mentioned before, you know, almost 14% of the time, there'll be a damage to underground utility, and you don't want to be out there digging. And next thing you know, your neighbor is complaining that you took out their internet. You know, that's why it's so important to make that contact.
And about too, there's also a liability in that too, isn't there? Because if you end up digging and you don't call 811 and you damage the line, you're responsible for that.
Oh yeah, it's in your wallet. It's very expensive, as people know nowadays, to be able to have a utility come out there and do a repair and all that. And it's in your wallet. It's your responsibility to make that contact. And oftentimes, you know, we may have contractors that come to our homes and do various work. And we always like to say at Georgia 811, it's a shared responsibility. We have to make sure that we as do-it-yourselfers and homeowners and contractors make sure that everybody works together and makes that contact to Georgia 811.
Well, he's the spokesperson for Georgia 811, Cliff Mildall, who joins us. You hear his public service announcements on our station on a regular basis, continually to let you know and educate you that you need to call 811 at least 3 business days before you put your shovel in the ground to do anything when it comes to digging, because you want to stay safe and then also take care of your neighbors and also your belongings also around there. Cliff, always a pleasure talking with you. We've done this for several years, sir. Next time, why don't you come by and visit with us? Look forward to meeting you in person finally, okay?
Definitely. Yeah, thank you very much for having us on the air. We greatly appreciate it. Remember, everybody out there, any project that you do, make sure you make that contact to Georgia 811. Thank you.
Yep, thank you so much. And make sure you call 811 whenever you're going out and doing digging here in the state of Georgia. We'll get much more for you. Coming up next, we'll have the latest news from the Georgia News Network here on 97.5 Glory FM, online at WGTJRadio.com.